Parshas Truma, we have the building of the Mishkan. The Mishkan, of course, had different parts. There was Kodesh, and there was Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was Holy, and there was Holy of Holies. You all know that the Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And on the Aron, we had something called the Parochus. And on it, well, we call it the Kapayrus, excuse me, the Kapayrus. And on that, the Kruvim. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem spoke to Moshe Mibein HaKruvim, from between the Kruvim. So the Kruvim must have been Kodesh, Shebe Kodesh, Shebe Kodesh, Shebe Kodesh HaKadosh, right? Because the Shechina dwelled in a way that it spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu Mibein HaKruvim. And the Pasuk emphasizes this. V'nei Adati Lecha. Hashem joins together. Moed. Hashem meets Moshe Rabbeinu and speaks to him. Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. Now look at Pasuk Zion, Perik Chafei, next to Sheni. In this week's parasha, and you will read the role that the Kruvim played in the Mishkan. Let's read the Psukim inside. Vasisa Kapoiris. And then it says in the next Pasuk, Vasisa Shnayim Kruvim. How to make the Kruvim. Then it says, Vasatis HaKapoiris Ala Aroin. And then it says in Pasuk Chavbeis, and this is what we're trying to point out, Al-ti l'chasham. It is there that Hashem meets Noed, is like Moed. Hashem meets. He joins together with Moshe Rabbeinu where? By the Kruvim. V'dibarti itcha mi'al ha-kapoyris mi'bein shnei ha-kruvim asher ar-orin ha-edus. So the ultimate Gilui Shechina is Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. Kruvim must have been mamish, something extremely special. Mashu Miuchad, Shesham, Yesh Atashra'at HaShechina, Umisham, Midaber Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Rabbeinu. What are the Kruvim? Let's learn today Yisod shel HaKruvim, the secret. Sod and Yisod, both things. The Yisod and the Sod of the Kruvim. What's so special about the Kruvim? Abay Sai, the Pasuk says the Kruvim were made. How you are Kruvim, Pasuk in the fine, Pasuk Kaf. Soichim mechanfeyem ala kapoyrus upneyem ish el achiv. The faces were ish, each one el achiv to his brother. Now Rashi explains that what were the Kruvim's faces? What were they looking like? All it says is Kruv. We don't know what is a Kruv. Lo katuv, katuv, shnayim kruvim. So Rashi says, that what were the kruvim? The most parts of tinaik lahem. This is Rashi, pasuk yud ches. It had the dmus of a child. Parts of a tinaik. And Rashi doesn't explain, but he just says, shom hei. He's quoting a gemara. So the Sifsei Chacham explains, because Ravyo is a child. Ravyo is a child. For example, it says in Yuma, Arubim, the young Kehanim, Oimdim Sham. The word Ravyo is a child. So, Kir Ravyo, like a child. Kiravya. So kruv is kiravya. Rashi, the most parts of tinek lahem, that they looked like a little child. So this is upneyem ish alachiv. What were they? They were two faces of a child looking at each other. So I ask you a pashtun question. So why do we call it ish? If you're talking about a child, in medabrim al dmut parzuf yeled, right? Rashi doesn't say yeled. Does Rashi say yeled? Does Rashi say tinnik? It's not even a child. It's a baby. You know the difference between a yeled and a tinnik? A yeled is a little bit older. A tinnik is mamish, a baby face. So why does it say ufneihem? When you talk about the face, it says ufneihem, ish, ish. Ish connotates a grown up. This is a question which I wondered for many years. The question, tamid ani shoel, lefi shitat Rashi, which is a bemet muva b'gemara, Rashi is not being mechadish more than what it says in the Gemara, shayu dmut yeled, lo stam yeled, tinok yeled, child, a baby. So why does it say upneyem ish, ish? So we could come and say that they weren't actually a child. The face was demut. Hakapatsuf. Haya kimo yela tinok. The rest of it wasn't necessarily tinok. That's why it's called ish. Now, we don't know yet what the rest of it looked like. The rest of it, what it looked like. But the face looked like a baby. So why is it saying, Fneim ish? Ish is a grown up. So we could say, maybe, Yacholiot. Shayach le'enot. We could answer. Admut parzuf hayashel tinok. Aval hayeter. Hayah ish. Which we don't know yet. We don't know what the rest of it looked. But maybe. Ech orvim bashkafa rishona. Letaretz pashut. You're right. The face was of a baby. But maybe the rest of it was ish. I wanted to show you an interesting Mizrahi. The Mizrahi explains that the reason why it was called Kiravya, because actually, it mamish was a child. Its features, when you looked at it, what it looked like was like it's like a tinok, and that's where it gets its name, kruv. So if it's called kruv because it looks like a baby, so why would the Torah go and say ish and be madgish ish? Bishloima, its name isn't kruv. It has like a features nira domel letinok. Avicholim agit ish, aval im Hashem kruv batorah mushrash. The shorish of it is because it looked like a child. So why do we call it ish? Nice question, huh? Upneyem ish elachiv. You know what you could have said? Either you could have said kruv elachiv, or you could have said chad elasheni. But don't be madgish kruv, which kruv is, and the way the Mizrahi explains, Mizrahi al Rashi, it gets its name kruv, because it looked like a baby. And then say ish alachiv. You ever see, when you walk into the nursery, when the babies are born, would you say, ah, ra'ita tatinok? Ish alachiv. Would you say that? Mistakel, they're facing. Ish alachiv, would you say that? Would you use such a lashon? No, right? If you see two babies in a nursery, would you say ish alachiv? Doesn't make sense, right? So if you're saying kruv, why do we turn around and say ish el achi. I have another question. Does anybody know that the word kruv actually doesn't mean a child? Ravya is a child. Do you know what the word kruv means? Who knows what the word kruv means? And the answer is, kruv is a bird. You look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says clearly, kruv is a bird. Right? So why would you call it ish if it's bechlal not a kruv? It was a bird. It had wings. The face was that of a baby. And yet, we call it ish. Forgetting about the fact that it's a baby. But the rest of it was a bird. So how can it be ish? You know a bird that's called ish? Maybe Batman. I don't know. Maybe that's where Batman comes from.
Batman?
Yeah. Batman? He's a person with what looks like a bird, no? Maybe the guy got the idea of Batman from the kruv. The word kruv, Rabbi Isai, means a bird. And kir ravio means it looked like a face of a child. So why do we call it ish? Now the truth is, many Rishonim say that whenever you talk about an object, it doesn't have to be a man. You use the word ish and isha. Now the closest thing we have in English is, let's say, a car. We say she. She. But she's only a person, right? She's in a keva. Yeah? And the answer is, even on an object, you could use the word she. So many Rishonim say the same thing here too. It doesn't mean ish. Ish el achiv is when you talk about objects. You could say this, klapi this, is ish el achiv. Forget about the Lashon Zachar. We're still talking about why would you call a statue ish. It's not an ish. Unless it looked like a person, but it's not a person. It looked like a bird. Would you call the statue of a bird ish? That's right. Kruv is a tzipor. What? Okay, the word kruv is a bird. It had knafayim. It was a bird. The Rashbam says the word kruv is a bird. Rashbam, it's kruv. It was a bird. It wasn't. The only thing is, the face, we're soon going to learn maybe a little bit later that half the body was like of a person, the half was of a bird, but whatever it is, Pashas, it was a bird. So the question is, if it's a bird, why do we call it ish? And the answer could be, like many Rishonim say, that whenever you talk about an object, like in English we have she is, even though it's not live, it's an object, we say ish alach. Be Kiddush, right? Yeah. Some Rishonim say that. Now the truth is, it's a tremendous jump, because by she is, we don't say ish. We don't say person, we say she. But here we're saying the word ish, a person. Maybe in Lashon Kodesh it's that way. Maybe the Rishonim are teaching us, based on this pasuk, Shebe Lashon Kodesh, Shotzim L'dabim Al Chefetz, Omrim Ish, Ish Klapi Hasheni. It's a Chidush Nifla. Huh? Okay. Let me ask you another question. Do you know that actually one was Zachar and one was Nekeva? This is a Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara in Yuma says that when Klal Yisrael used to come to be Oyla Regel, they would take off the Pereiches, they would move it away, and they would let Klal Yisrael look at the Kruv. Ooh, see, Chibaschem Lifnei Amakim, how Hashem loves you. Like a Zachar loving in a Keva. That's the love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says clearly, one was Zachar, and one was the Keva. So I don't understand. How could you say Ish Alach if one was a Zachar and one was in the Keva? It should be Ish Alach Isa, or Isha Elachiv. He doesn't clap. No? A, you're talking about one Zach and one Akeva. You're talking about a bird. It's It's a bird. It looked like a bird. It had his name Kruv because it was a bird. You're talking about the face of a Tinoi, and yet it was called Ish Elachiv. Pilei Ploy. Hagid, Chad Lasheni. Ze La Ze. Maze Ish Elachiv. Yesh po Remes. Yesh po Mashu Amok, Ani Choshev. Ze lo Pashut Kacha, Ish Elachiv. No, this is for someone who doesn't know Hebrew, he would write like this, you know? the two birds were Ish Elachiv. איך יכולים להגיד איש על אחיו? אם לאו שיש פה משהו עמוק. Something deeper here. So let me tell you what I think the pshat is, but first you have to wake up Mr. Kaikov. So why are you looking at this? But, oh, you're like a... You don't feel well? I also don't feel well, so what? I never feel well. לא מרגיש טוב, גם מעולם לא מרגיש טוב. אני לא זוכר מתי הרגשתי טוב. לא מרגיש טוב, לא נכון, לא מרגיש טוב. אוקיי. So listen carefully. Listen what I think רבוי סי, זה פשט. איש הלכים. לא מדברים על חפצה זו נגד חפצה זו. על הקרובים עצמם. אין להגיד איש הלכים. זה היה זך, זה היה נקב, זה היה אוף, זה היה תינוק. קשה להגיד איש על אחיו. אפילו מי שלא יודע עברית, קשה להגיד ככה. אוקיי? So what's the pshat? So Rabbi said, listen carefully. The Kruvim was מלרמס, כתוב בגמרא, על החיבה בין הקדוש ברוך הוא לכלל ישראל. Everybody brings down. Yeah, it's a tremendous remes. It was a remes for Hashem, Klal Yisrael. The Gemara also says, "Bizman she'oisim tzimur ba'bebasru daf tzadik tes." Bizman she'oisim tzayin shel makayim. The kruvim were facing each other. Bizman she'lasu tzayin shel makayim. The kruvim were facing away from each other. So again, what do you see? It's like the kesher between the husband, the wife. We know that by Matan Torah, we were nitares. We got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matan Torah was a chupa. Husband and wife. Zachar Nekeva. Right? Therefore, Bizman Shal Yisim Mitzayin Nishal Makam Nishalim Bayit. So they're looking at each other. Bizman Shal Yisim Mitzayin Nishal Makam. So you ever see when a husband and wife fight? Each guy sits in the kitchen looking the other way. Yeah, all angry. Yeah. They don't look at each other, and each guy is a shtika, right? Quiet. The kruvim do the same thing. They look away, and they give the silent treatment. Anglit Kurim is a silent treatment. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, are ki'ilu married. So it comes out that this is siman for the marriage. Zachar, the Keva, the Kruvim, Hashem, and Klal Yisrael. The Emek Dover, the Netziv says, Amari de Kazach. Why the Mistaklim, Pneim, one to the other? So he says, Kamo Achatan, She Mistakel Al Akana, Bahana'a. He's staring at her, appreciates to look at her. So the Kruvim, Hashem, the Klal Yisrael, the Chatan, and the Kalo, they're looking at each other. Upneim Ishalach. And this everybody knows. Tishal kulam yagidu siman laKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a siman for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and the love. Yes, mikorot b'chazal al zeh. This is mikorot, right? Like I tell you, the Gemara that says that bizman shehoy oyle regalim hayumarim otam, they used to show Klal Yisrael the love, or like the Gemara says in Baba Basra. It has to do with the love and the shaykhut between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. I found in Chazal other Ramazim in the Kruv for other things. I found the Yalkut, Melachim, Melachim Aleph Ois Kuf Pehe, that the two Kruvim is connected to Luchais. The remes to the luchais. I found in a Medrash Tache base that it's Keneged two of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't say that, I don't know. But it says, I guess, Yudke, Vavke, and Adayim, maybe. For those that like Kabbalah, you can look at the Medrash over there. Now, the Rambam brought down, has to do with Shemot, Shnei Shemot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First pshat, Yalkut, has to do with the Shnei Luchos. Second pshat, I found, has to do with Shemus, Yonim Gevayim. Third thing I found was the Rambam, quoted in Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's to show the Malachim, the Inyan of Malachim. The Kruvim, we know in Shemayim there's also Kruvim. The Malachim, around the Kisei HaKavod, are Kruvim, Oyim Demimaloi. Today the angels, when you think of an angel, what do you think? With wings. Where does it come from? It comes from the Torah. Because the Torah tells us, Kruvim, Ala Oroin, and Yecheskel tells us that in Shemayim, there's Kruvim. So the Kruvim are the Malachim. And the Rambam learns that this is to show the Inyan of Malachim. Okay. Obviously, Kruvim is more deeper than just Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, because you find that Hashem put Kruvim for Gan Eden. In front of the Gan Eden, he put Kruvim. Right? We find that the Kisei HaKavod has Malachim Kruvim all around. So obviously, Kruvim is amok. It's something very deep. So we're not going to come and go all the way and say all the Pshatim, Kola Omek, Mashi Yesh, B'Kruvim. But there's one nekuda, which I think is the omek of Kruvim. Upneya Mishalachiv has to do with the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Upneya Mishalachiv has to do with Ish Elachiv Klal Yisrael. Everybody knows that's with Hashem and Klal Yisrael. No. Upneyem ish elachiv, Klal Yisrael. Achtus ben Yisrael, ish elachiv. How do I know this? Okay, now let me tell you a story. I'll tell you a beautiful story. last week, I took my son for a bechina, for a test for his yeshiva. To go into Yeshiva Ketana, it's called high school. The principal told me to come to his shul, to his Beis Medrash. He's the Rav of a shul somewhere. I came in there. I never saw such a beautiful shul in my whole life. It was mashu mifu'ar, eze yoifi, eze pe'er, hakesef shenatnu bezez nifla. It was an unbelievable amount of money went into that shul. At first glance, chashavti, alavai haya achad kacha b'shvili. I wish I had such a thing. That was the first thing that came into my heart. Alavai haya li mashu kaze. I also wish I had a shul like this. My next thought could have been kina. That could have been my next thought. Ya yachol liot machshava shniya. Mizeya kina. Lekanot, I should be jealous. Now, b'teva, I'm not a jealous person. That's not the type of person I am. You know, I have other chisronot, but this is not one of them. Yes, the chisronot. Ze lo chad me. Avol, ze bet knesset mifua. Tzarech liot tzadik yisrael. I love lo lekanot. And I give lecha ma nichdas barosh. What popped into my head. I've told you many times that I have a policy. Hashita shel Rav Wolkin. What's my shita? Kemo sheyesh gimel avos. There's three fathers. You remember what I used to say always? There's the gimel ahavos. Remember, I always say that. The three loves. A person has to have avat Hashem, avat Torah, and avat Yisrael. It's like kemo chavakuk bo chavakuk v'midan alachas chavakuk, put it on one thing tzadik memunasa yichya, bo aron walking, the Midon al Shalosh. That the whole thing, the whole Yiddishkeit to me is based on three things. Avat Hashem, Avat HaTorah, and Avat Yisrael. Tavdu al zeh, and you'll be in good shape. Amat is a shanim shanim ani omer zeh. Zeh ha-shita. Eile shalomdim etzli yodim. Ani omer zeh elef pamim. Hagimel ahavot. Tz chashavti, Rabbi Nishloel. Avat Hashem. This Bet Knesset brings you kavod. So I'm happy. Tell me, this Bet Knesset brings kavod HaTorah? I'm happy. This Bet Knesset brings kavod to my friend, the Menahel of the Yeshiva. So I'm happy. Ze mitkayem et agimel avot. I'm not mitkaneh. I'm not jealous. Sorry, I'm not going to be jealous. That's all. I'm going to be happy. That's the second thought. I walked in and I said, who? Halavai shayali? Achaka chashavti. And bezenit kayem the gimel ahavot. My policy, my the tafkid ha'chaim sheli, the yisodot sheli, zay yisod sheli. Rabbi said, tamin li shani misapel lecha ta sipur hazman. Amenal bikesh meni 5 dakot, hu adayin lo mukhan la bechina. Halachti la sifriya, to the svar. Hotzeti sefer chadash, shamati al ze, olam lo ra'iti sham shum. I never saw anything there. Why did I hear it? I had a principal, Rabbi Yaakov Goldstein, who I am now from the yeshiva here in Queens, in Forest Hills, Or Yisrael. Achshav Karim is a yeshiva ketana, but in my days it was called Or Yisrael. Yeah. He was the Manal, and he used to tell us about a tzaddik called Admur mi Ozhirov. Ozhirov Rebbe. Shu tzaddik, ech shu diber alam. Ma, shu yashav kol hayom velamad. U katav sfarim, vaya tamid misaper lanu alam. Vomer lanu chidushei Torah mimenu. I saw his sefer. His name of his sefer was Eish Das. That's Shem Shalah sefer. And I sit, and I see the set of sfar, Eish Das. Amati, let me go look at it. I took it out. And I opened up the Parshas Truma to the Kruvim. And that's why I'm talking to you about the Kruvim. And the Dvar Torah that he says is as follows. HaBal Shem Tov Koteb Boitzina Denahar. Ani Chashavti Shel Shem Shel Sefer. I didn't know that. When I read it, I thought it's the name of a Sefer. Someone told me afterwards that it's a title that they give to the Baal Shem, the Botzina de Nahara, the ray of light. Okay, I didn't know. I thought it was Ani Ashkenazi Litai, Ani Lo Yodea. He says, yeah. And he says that the Baal Shem Tov said that he came to this world for three things. Liyased Avat Hashem, Avat HaTorah, and Avat Yisrael. I look at it. I went over to my son. I said, you see what it says here? I can't believe it. I was just this minute, this second, I was saying to myself, Bon avod shelo lekanot. Don't be mekaneh. I take it out, and I see this. Achizu gadol. But let me tell you what he did say. He continues, and he says, the kruvim was the gimel avod. It's the three loves. Why? How? So he says like this. First of all, he brings from the Zayar, that the Zayar writes, Gimel Dargin Inu Miskashrin Do B'Do. There's three levels that I'm at Kasher together. What does he mean? He means this. Yisrael, V'Ayraisa, V'Kutcha Brichu, Chat. So there's three, right? This is the three. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, "Daf Ayin Omer Aleph." Gemara says, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Musar to Klal Yisrael." What was the Musar? Odoin. Hashem says, "Ani Omarti, you Yisrael lefanai chashum kikruv." I said Klal Yisrael should be like a kruv. The Omar. And what did it? What happened? The Haim Samu Atzmu Kenomer. and they made themselves like a leopard. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, a kruv is a bird that stays with its ben zug. It's not hefker. So Hashem said, Klal Yisrael, I want you to be like a kruv. I want you to be like a kruv. And what were you like? An amer that doesn't stay with its ben zug. Kedoshim kekruve hakoydish kechayis hakoydish. Dichsiv pnei akruv. And what's the pshat, the kruv? Like the malachim kruv. Not only like the bird. Rashi says that it has to do also with the malachim. I told Klal Yisrael, they're like the malachim. So the kruv, which is Yecheskel's kruv, which is the kruv that we have on the Oroin, is a remes to Kedushas Yisrael. Reishis kol tzichim lavin sheklal Yisrael domim lakuvim. That's the first thing you have to know. Chazal tell us, Hashem said, Klal Yisrael, you like the kruv, the bird kruv. Rashi says, not only the bird kruv, but the malach. You like the malachim. That you stay within your species, your spouses, right? You're loyal and devoted to your spouse. But you, unfortunately, you went away a little bit in certain times in history, kenomer. That you weren't protective of your yichus. Okay. So it comes out that Klal Yisrael is like a kruv. Now listen to what he says. Unbelievable. He says like this. Parashim kenafayim klapi mala. The kruvim. Upwards. So he wants to say, Eish das, that this is a remes, Akash Baruch, that the knafayim go to Hashem, looking up towards Hashem. I want you to know, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar already says this. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar asks the question, how could we have kruvim, asur lasot tmuna, pesel, asur lasot pesel, which many mefarshim ask, hayitachet. So you know what the simple answer is? Hapesh asar, hapesh iti. Hashem amar lo lasot pesel, v'po amar li ken lasot. Harbe rishonim etartzim kacha. Many rishonim answer, how you could have a pesel in the Mishkan? And the answer is, Hashem amar, Hashem told me to do it. Rabbeinu Bechai gives a different teretz. Rabbeinu Bechai says, if it would be one, then we would worship the pesel. Shav Shiyeshtayim, Siman Shizelo Echad, you know, the big pesel. I shoel, Rabbeinu Chaya, Bonagit Shiyeshtay Rishuyot. Omer, Me'ach Hashem Posim Knafayim Lamala. Emarim, Shemekablim Koyach Hashefa Me'akodesh Baruch. Klapi Mala. The Indian of the Knafayim, Klapi Mala, is to be Matzbiya Klapi Mala. You know, like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, Kishaya Yadav, when his hands were Lamala, everybody looked up to Hashem, and they thought about Hashem, and what happened? They had Emunah, and they won the war in Amalek. Kishayaradu Yadav, when his hands went down, so the Inyan of Polshim Knafayim Lamala is the point! Zekeli, this is Hashem, and all my kochot is from HaKadosh Baruch. That's the Inyan. He even says by the Kehanim, so many Rishonim say, the Kehanim, why do they go like this? It's to show Klapimala, actually. I was thinking about it, it's very interesting. Many Rishonim say, the Inyan of the Kehanim, to put their hands out, is like the Kruvim. To show that Mekablim Koech Hashem from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they're getting it all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it would be a very big Kiddush according to this. A lot of Kehanim, they go straight. Straight across. Truthfully, according to this, it should be like this. Like the Kruvim. I don't know, but if you want to be Doma le Kruvim, so we have to see in the Svarim, in the Sifri Allah, but Al Kol Panim, we have this Yisod. The Inyan of the stretched out arms is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lamala. It's an Indian of Shakol Bami HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where are they covering over? Alaka Pyrus. Says Eish Dost, the Oshavar of Rebbe Zayich Tzadik Levracha. That's Avas HaTayru. The Sochim B'chanfeim also over the Tayru. The Indian of the Oray. They're on top of the Oray. What's the third thing? Upnei Mishalachiv. Avas Yisrael. So he learned my Yisod. That Avas, that Pnei Mishalachim means what? Uradam L'chaveray. It means the Achdus. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It means Upnei Mishalachim, the Indian of Achdut. That one Yid is Pnei Mishalachim.
Where is Hashem?
Huh?
Where is Hashem?
Kamfeim Klapi Mala. Now, I'm adding to his words. You see, Rabbeinu Bechaya says this. Rabbeinu Bechaya explains, my head to Lasos. What's the heter to make the kruvim? And you know what the answer is? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya. First he says, because it's only one. If it would be, I'm sorry, if it's two, because if it would be one, they would say, oh, you know, this is the God. He says, ulay yagidu shem shnei rishuyot. It's a sign of two gods. So he said, since their arms are stretched out to Shemayim, so it's a siman. They're trying to show that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Moshe Rabbeinu also picked his hands up. He doesn't bring the mash. I'm bringing the mash. I'm bringing the example of Moshe Rabbeinu as a mashal. So Yavu, say Yisod Shal Rabbeinu Bechaya. Yesh Rishonim Shalomdim Shalachen HaKohanim Osim Et Zekacha. Ani Rak Rotze Lagid, Letzayen, Shulai Kedai, Shakohanim Yifersu Et Yedeyem, Kemo HaKruvim Klapim Ala, Lo, Lo Yashir Klapim Ha'am. Unless you say, that's also good enough. I don't, you have to know. The truth is, we once spoke about this. How was the wings of the Kruvim? Yesh machloikis gedoyla al zeh. We spoke about it once. I gave you all the different shittas. I think it was like the third or fourth year of the yeshiva. I gave a shir on the different shittas on how the Kruvim looked. Yeshua, ani yodeh sheyeshua zeh beglash katvu zeh od pam banglit. I marked it zeh befarakaway vekatvu zeh banglit. So I have it somewhere. A shir on the different, the drachim, of how the kruvim was situated. Okay. Says Eish Dos. He says like this. So what do we see? The yisod of Kodesh HaKadosh is the Baal Shem Tov Shita of the Gimel Ahavot that we spoke about all the years. Avat Hashem, Avat HaTorah, and Avas Yisrael. And he says, I'll prove it to you, says Eish Dos. I'll show you two beautiful Gemaras. He's right. The Gemara says, Birchas HaTorah is a question how to make Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara in Brachas says that the way we do it is the way you're supposed to be done. You're supposed to say, Lasik B'divi Sayra, Harev No Hashem Aligenu, and the regular Brachas. Says the Gemara, Amar of Hamnuna, Zum Me'ula Shebe Brachas. This is the best. The way we make the brachas, that's the best. This is it. This is the bracha that should be made. Hilkach, Memrinu Lekula. We'll say all three of them. All three, right? Three brachas. Says Rashi, what's so special about Birchas HaTorah that this is the Me'ula? Says Rashi, Lefi Sheyesh Bo Hoidol La'makayim. The kilus la Torah, Uli Yisrael. Wow, it's a holy word. Beautiful word. That's a beautiful word.
We just learned that this today. Hashem learned the Gemara.
But you hear the pshat he's learning in the Gemara? Because the Ikar is the Gimel, the loves of Torah and Hashem and Klal Yisrael. So, Birchas HaTorah is the best. What's so special? Rashi says, because in it, Yesh Hoda'a, Lakosh Bochu, La Torah, Uli Yisrael. The Gimel Ahavot, the three loves. Beautiful, no? Femod. Chakachu Mazbir. That's why the word Shalom is given to all three. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Shalom, you know that? The Gemara in Shabbos says, Daf Yoram et Beis, Shmo Yishan HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shabbos. You knew that? You know Hashem, there's a whole Shalom Halacha. You're not allowed to say the word Shabbos in the bathroom. You know, I'll say the word because it's Hashem's name. There was a whole Shaila Aloch when they came out with the coverings of the switch, the Shabbos switch. What they did was they put like a plastic cover. You would nail it into the wall or screw it into the wall. And like this, you couldn't just turn on the light by mistake. You know? כתוב על זה שבת, היו כותבים על זה שבת. האם מותר לי להכניס את המילה שבת לבית השירותים? It's a big shayla. They talked about it. מסתם יכולים להתיר, אבל מה שנוגע לענייננו, שבת שם של הקדוש ברוך הוא. תורה. Tell me, you remember the pasuk, right? Shalom is called, you know, Torah and Shalom, yeah? Yeah? How about Yisrael? So he brings a Gemara in Pischa Zuta. It's referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called Shalom. The three Ahavis, says the Eish Das. Hashem! Teyeh! Klal Yisrael! They're all called Shalom. Okay. So now we have that the Yisod of the Kruvim, Parashat Kenafayim Lamala, Soichim Chapeya Malakapayris on the Orin, and Upneya Mishalachiv is what? The Bein Adam Lechaveri. Okay. With this, I want to answer a kashya. Okay. Remember I told you the Gemara that they used to show the people who came Oyla Regel, they used to show them the Aray to see that the Kruvim face each other and Hashem loves them. The Gemara in Amid Beis, in the same Gemara, Nundalid of Yuma, Amid Beis, the Gemara says that when the Goyim came in to destroy the first Beis HaMikdash, they found the Kruvim were hugging each other. The Kruvim were hugging each other. And they took it out and they started to be Mevazek Klal Yisrael. This is what your God is busy with. Zachar and Akeva hugging each other. Chazal tell us that the reason why it was done that way was to show Chiba, the love that Hashem had with Klal Yisrael. Ask the Rimagash, the Rambam's Rebbe, Harei Bisman Shaloi Oysim Mitzoyne Shal Makayim. They're supposed to be facing away. So how come during the Churban Habayit they were facing each other? So the Ritva answers, Hashem made it that way on purpose at that moment when they came, that the Goyim shouldn't see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael. Mehmet, they were facing away. But the moment the Goyim came, like the Gemara in Yuma says, they were hugging, mamish hugging each other. Because Hashem wanted to show Klal Yisrael, even in Matzav, I still love them. Don't be careful. Don't touch my children. They're still my children. Feel what we're saying, give a different teretz. Yesh tirutz acher. We could say like this. The first bayit, was there shalom in ishli l'chaveray? Was there v'haf l'riach l'kamaych in the first bayit? Pneyem ish alachif. Bizman sh'oysir mitzayne shalmakam in bein adam l'chaveray. And it's pneyem ish alachif. That's the pshat. Since the Pnei Mishalachiv, lo inyan shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, inyan shal Achdus be Yisrael, v'bayit rishon ay Achdus be Yisrael. As lachen ayu Pnei Mishalachiv afilu b'zman chum bayis rishon. Who? Me. If you learn Upnei Mishalachiv,
the
what? No. Bayit, that was Bayit Rishon. Bayit Sheni, there was tremendous achdus. The Rishonim say that that saved them. Afal pi shehaya kol kach hamon averot. Aval hayah achdut. Achdut. Pnei mishalachim. What do you say? Nice terrace, huh? Huh? You like it? I like it. Bizman shayisim mitzayin shel makom. You know, bizman shayisim mitzayin shel makom. They're doing Hashem's man and man, the obligation between man and man. They were close. They were achdus. Upnei mishalachim. That was in the first base hamikdash. Bizman shayisim mitzayin shel makom. There's pirud in Klal Yisrael. That's when upneim ishalachim. Because the way we're learning, echlam dim upneim ishalachim. It's a siman, it's a remez for the achdus of Klal Yisrael. So when the achdus is good, upneim ishalachim. When the achdus is no good, then it's upneim turning away, moving away one from the other. Ah, you'll ask me. That's not the pashup shat. Pashup Shad is Ratzon Yishol Makom. The Pashup Shad is HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael and the Kruvim is also a simon for Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That you can't be Makrish. You know what he's they're going to ask me? What? Kilu Yiyam. Kilu Ata Makrish et Kol HaMefarshim Kol Mashu Lomdim Kulam Hayesh Dea Be'olam, right? Dat Kulam. Tishal et Kulam Yagidu Zesimah. It's a simon for the Hashem and Klal Yisrael. So I'm arguing? Is that what you're saying? No. I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's Tali Habaha. Pneim Ishal Achiv. And Oisim Mitzayne Shal Makayim. Bin Odom La Makayim is tied. Mikushar Umitli Tali Habaha. And I'm going to prove it to you. You ready? The Michtam Eliyahu is Mevayer, the mitzvah we have to the Riecha Kamaicha. Chelek Gimel, page 90. Eliyahu Deslik, Michtam Eliyahu. One of the classic Mefarshim in the last 100 years, Michtam Eliyahu. He writes like this: Shloisha pirushim matzino lemitzvahs v'haftarecha kamaicha. Ze amok mizeh. One is deeper than the other. Kol echad mehem mitzayen madrigal yona yoter shel hizdahus im kol echad miYisrael. I love the lush hizdahus. Carmel was good. You know how to write. Hizdahus is when you have a passport. It's what do you call that? No, tagid bi what?
Tavdat zehut.
Zehut. It's more. It's whatever identification. Okay, leave it that way, huh? Okay, whatever. Identification. Good. Yeah. Is identification between one Jew and another. Yes, shlosha madregas. So he brings from the Ramban, and I don't want to go barichu because it's a few pages. But bekitzur, the first thing is don't be mekaneh. I'm not saying I have to love you. I'm not saying I should love you. But don't hate you. And don't want that you shouldn't have. It's enough to have in your heart that the other person should have. But you don't need mamish kamocha. Can't be. That's the first thing he brings. And then he brings, no. Pshat sheni. Shehu b'china yoter. Mamish kamocha. Shalamakim Shinoisin, how do you do it? He says by giving, by giving, by giving. So it becomes a part of you because you're giving. The famous Masilat Yesharim that when you give, so it's Keilu, it becomes you, and you know, like a father loves his child. Because all the years he gives and gives and gives. So maybe there's love. Then he says a third pshat. And he brings from the Rikanti, Hafla fella. You hear? We have to Recha Kamoicha. Omre Bakiva Zeklal Gadol Batayra. Shaloi taimar hoil bin is bazesti is baza chaver imi. Hoil bin is kalalti is kal chaver imi. Amr av tanchuma im asisa ke dalif ne miyata mevaza. If you want to hurt your friend, think about in front of who you're hurting it. Says the Rikanti in Parshas Kedoshim, this is Tzelem Elokim. This is Hashem's creation. If you love Hashem, you'll love His creations. So actually, what lays deep behind Ahavat Yisrael is actually Ahavat Hashem. No? Very interesting. Recognition of what another Jew is and what it means is actually the recognition, Zakara Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meshech Chachma writes, V'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha, what does it say afterwards?
Dekla.
No, what does it say in the Torah afterwards? Oh. Ani Hashem. Says the Meshech Chachma, why does it say Ani Hashem? After Echa Kamech, Ani Hashem. This Rikanti, this Pshat. The Hakara, that Hashem is Hashem, Memela Ve'after Echa Kamech. When you recognize Hashem created Yesh Lanu Av Echad, Memela Anachnu Achim, as akara ba'ach, zakara ba'av. How does the Gemara say? And ike told us, the klal de ike avos. Ani omer, im ike achim, the klal de ike avos. If you respect your brother, you know what you're actually being makir? Sheyesh lanu av echad. I told you the joke, right? Just to make it a little freilach. Was once a colored man. You have to be careful because he might become the president. Once an African American colored man went over to a Jewish descendant, from the heritage. You have to be very careful today, huh? If he comes to complain to me, Obama, I'll tell him I don't speak English. Like your father who didn't speak English. Okay, now you ready? So they asked the Jew, what shot did the Jews have such brains and they're so smart? So he answered him, the Jew, because we have something called Sechel. Sechel. You don't have it, we have. So he says, Sechel, could you teach me? He says, yeah, I'll teach you if you want. Okay, you ready? Who am I? Right? Who am I? I'm my father's child, but I'm not my brother. My father's child. It's my father's child, but it's not my brother. So the Shachar couldn't figure it out. You know why? Because by then there's no such thing as my father's child. He doesn't know his father, and his father had 50 children, so how's he supposed to know the difference? You know what he should have answered? He should have answered, it could have been anybody. It could be anybody on the block. It's my father's child. It's my father's child. It's not my brother. Who is it? It's any guy on the block. Anyways, he says, you know who it is? He says, no. He says, it's me. It's me. Good. He was all excited, the African-American. Unbelievable. He runs down the block and he meets another one of his fellow football basketball players over there, whatever, football players. And he says to him, Leroy, I can believe it, I got Sechel. The Jew down the block taught it to me, Sechel. Okay. You want to hear? Yeah, I want to hear. My father's child, right? Not my brother. He couldn't figure it out. So he says, no, tells him, it's the Jew down the block! It's him! If there's such a thing, it's my father's child, it's my brother. So that means me and my brother have a shaykhus. Yeah. So if there's such a thing as me and my brother, Miklali, there's a father. If me and you are brothers, so obviously, Yeshlanu Av Echad, we have a father. So the Avas Yisrael is V'haftarech Kamaycha Ani Hashem. I told you over a few times, it's also printed in the Brisker Sefer that they put out on Chumash. What's it called again? Huh? No, the other one. Mitairis Brisk, whatever. So they have this story that Beryl Soloveitchik said that the Brisker Rav said about my grandfather, tremendous thing. Asabashi Ayalo Arbab Avat Yisrael. Asabrisker Rav Amar Alav. Ayalo Avat Yisrael. Ayalo Teredik Avat Yisrael. Ayalo Avat Yisrael Glash Katud Batorah V'Ahavta L'Re'echa Kamaycha. V'Ahavta L'Re'echa Kamaycha. What's the pshat? Pshat is like this. I love you. I love you because of Yirat Shemayim. I love you because of Hashem. It's directed through the fact that the Torah, who is mitzaveh, v'ahavta l'rayecha kamoicha. So it's not just a simple love. What the Brisker Rav ended up saying is about my grandfather, many had Avas Yisrael, but few had Avas Yisrael shayat mushrash b'Torah. Kishyesh Avat Yisrael shemushrash b'Torah, אז מצליחים עם אבת ישראל זו, ועושים ופועלים, דברים טובים לישראל. כשיש אבת ישראל, שזה לאומי, he said. לאומי means I feel for my landsmen, you know, I feel for my name, for my countrymen. So you know what happens? Only bad things come from that. Nothing good can come out of it. Avas Yisrael, which comes with akara, comes with the understanding. Sheyesh lanu av echad, zeu avat Yisrael. Avat Yisrael, because she, anachnu bob mishnei shneinu meret Yisrael. That's not called Avas Yisrael. It's good to eat pita and falafel. Falafel, ze. Hey, bro, ta Yisraeli, ani Yisraeli, bo nechol falafel. Okay. Achak bo nignov kama stereo. Okay. That's when you have Avat Yisrael Lu'umi. When it's Avat Yisrael because he's my countryman. When it's Avat Yisrael because Nachm Am Echad, Im Abba Echad, Im Shoresh Echad, then the Avat Yisrael is an entirely different Avat Yisrael. How does it work? I can tell you one of two things. Either it works because you have respect the fact that Hashem created. I saw the Eben Ezra on the Pasuk Ani Hashem says that way. Ani Hashem, Ani Shebarati, I created. So then it has to do with what? Hashem created. So if you respect Hashem, you respect His creations. Tell me, if you respect an artist, would you walk into his shop and say, this music, it's horrible? You say it's beautiful. You respect the artist, right? Hamitzayer, tzayeran, chveysa, uman. You walk into the store and say, you made this? This is junk. The emes is the Gemara says this about the person, the Tana who saw the ugly person. He said, "Go to my Creator." So this is what the Eben Ezra means. Eben Ezra means Ani Barati, Ani Hashem, I created. So therefore, you have to love. You have to recha kamaicha. A little bit of a problem with that, because the truth is, there's no mitzvah after recha kamaicha by a guy. There are mikorot that says. Ramchal speaks about it, that there's an inyan to have respect for a tzelem elokim because he's a tzelem elokim even if he's a guy. Yeah, but that's not the mitzvah we have to recha kamaicha. Unless you, So because he's a Jew, he's more tzelem elikim. I have to work that out. For years, shanim chashavti al zeh. Ulay apshatu yudi yoter domeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Yisim Kedoshim, Ki Kadosh Ani, Mahu Af Ato, so Klal Yisrael is more Dome to the Melech, so Melech V'Avtrech Kamoicha is much more with Dani Hashem that I created them. If you learn the Pshat, Ani Hashem means I created, like the Evan Ezra learns, so then it should be by a guy also. Now the Armikarot, Hagam, the idiots of today who don't know any halacha, who don't know any mikorot, walk around screaming that you have to hate goyim and you have to disrespect, you have to shugay. Baru, tzelem elokim. You have to treat a cat with derech eretz because it's the creation of Hashem. So of course you have to treat a guy with respect. He's the creation of Hashem. It comes from not knowing Torah. It comes from not knowing halacha. It comes from not knowing shas. That's clear. Chayavim lechabed goy. Im rasha, as asul lechabed rasha goy. Abos lo mitzad ha goy, zi mitzad ha rasha. And if it's ani Hashem, because he's a tzelem elokim, so then it should be by a goy also. And the haftar echamoich is not by a goy, unless you say that we're more tzelem elokim than the average goy. Because since we're domeh lakadosh baruch hu, and it's man de nafach, medilei nafach, is in every human being, but we have more ruach kach chal pikach mimeni. We have more. Ayin has more. V'shachanti b'soicham. Hashem rests. This week's parsha. V'shachanti b'soicham. Hashem rests in us. As lanu yesh yoter. Dmut v'tzelem elokim. V'mash yesh lagoyim. Chol yot. Could be. You understand what I'm saying? Not a word, huh? Oh, yeah, okay. Yed ha-shailam. You hear the question? Ani Hashem is because it's a tzelem elokim. Hashem created it, so every guy is that way. Emet tzichim lechabed goy. Aval lama zelo ha-mitzvah zu. Why is it not this mitzvah? The teretz maybe is because we're more tzelem elokim. We're domeh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kadosh ani, kadosh shetiv ki kadosh ani, mahu afato, we're the same. Also, don't forget, v'shachanti b'soichem, Hashem dwells in us. Okay. All we could come and say, and I found this in the Reishis Chachma, Peldik Aloshin. Are we friends one to another? Are we brothers? So I was always thinking about, because the truth is, it doesn't say we have to liachicha kamaicha. We have to liachicha kamaicha. Also, if you notice, chaveirim kol Yisrael. Say more, achim kol Yisrael. Kishiyesh mitzvahs katuv achicha. V'kshama darshim, we darshin achicha b'mitzvahs, which means, in kesetalva, achicha, whatever it says, achicha. Yeah, but when it comes to ahava, it doesn't use the word achicha. I was thinking about it. Why does it use the word achicha? Wait, good kasha, huh? It should say, v'hafta l'achicha k'maicha! Chaveirim kol Yisrael. Achim kol Yisrael. Unless you say lefamim, you're more friends with your friend than why you are with your brother. Maybe it's more people like their friends more than their family. Everybody's going like this, David. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. I say, so every person said, yeah. This guy, yeah, that brother, yeah, that. You hear my question, Mr. Kaiko?
It's very difficult today.
What, you don't feel well? But forget about kamocha. I'm asking you, is every Jew your brother, is every Jew your friend? Simplest question.
Your brother.
How come it says v'haftar yecha kamaycha? How come it says chaverim kol Yisrael? Now the truth is, I found in Reishis Chachma, Shara Nov, the Perik Dalit, that it's like brothers. He says an interesting lashon. Shekol hanishamot atzulot mikisei hakavod v'lachen kulanu achim. We're all brothers. We all come from the same show. We have all the same genes. You want to know where the pool of genes come from? Tachas kisei hakavod. It's a Reishis Chachma. Not stam a sefer you read at the Shabbos table. Reishis Chachma. You know what Reishis Chachma is? Atzulois. Mitachas kisei hakavod. And he says, therefore, Kol Yisrael is achim. So then why do we say, v'haftu l'reach, we should say, v'haftu l'achicha. But either way, I have your pshat. Meaning, v'haftu l'reach kamaycha is either because kulam nivru b'tzelem elokim, or v'haftu l'reach kamaycha, ani Hashem, yesh lanu avechad. And we're all brothers. The Ani Hashem is either because we're all created by the tremendous master artist. We're all from the same here. What is the painter? Bianchi. What's his name again? The painter Bianchi. What's his name?
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci. Yeah. You come and you say, well, this is a Da Vinci. So what? Is it nice or something? Yeah, but it's Da Vinci, right? It all comes from such a beautiful artist. So this painting, this one is from Hashem. That's one way to learn. We have one father, Ani Hashem. Hashem is our father, like the Reishis Chacham. This is what I'm just going to leave you with a little bit food for thought. Coming back to the Yesod. So the Kruvim that I'm telling you is Pnei Mishalachiv Achdut could also mean what? Bizman She'oisim Ritzoyne Shal Makayim. Yeah. Bisman shoyisim ritzoyne shel makay. It could mean Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If the achdus is there, which means memela, the avas Hashem is there. It's not two different things. The kruvim is for avas Hashem. You want to know, and this is how I want to say it. You want to know why Klal Yisrael is not doing what it has to do. If it's not doing, if it isn't. It's because there's a period in Klal Yisrael. It's the shrushin of period in Klal Yisrael lead to a lack of ahavas Hashem. So it's taka, the love of Hashem in Klal Yisrael. But it all depends on upneim ishalachim. And that's why the second Beis HaMikdash was nechav only because of upneim ishalachim. Do you make the base of mikdash for that? And the teretz is that klav gadol b'tayra. V'haftarech kamoich is kol ha'tayra kul. What did Hill tell the guy? And I always thought to myself, what's pshat? Hill tells the guy, v'haftarech kamoich, and the rest is just a pirush. Why is the whole Torah v'haftarech kamoich? So years and years I told you the pshat, because the side of Torah is not to live for yourself. You should be able to have someone else in your life. You should be able to live loving another thing besides yourself. A guy loves only himself, and therefore his beer and his football game. By the way, today's a big football game. Oh, okay, yeah. Sure, today is the big day. Today's Super Bowl, no? Vada, what are you talking about? You should know there was not one car on the road today. You think I'm kidding you?
What?
I got here, I could have gotten here in 45, 50 minutes I got here. There's not a car on the road. You know where everybody is? They're waiting online from the beer store. And then from there, they're going to go to the peanut store. What's that?
The chips.
Not the chips. Not the pop. You guys have no asagas. What should we call it? The beer nuts. The beer nuts, no?
What are the beer nuts?
Super Bowl Sunday.
Tell me, you ever try to stop a guy from Super Bowl Sunday? He'll kill you. He'll kill you. It's Yarek Val Yavar. Super Bowl Sunday, it's Yarek Val Yavar.
90 million people
Super Bowl today.
You know what the pshat is? It's all about himself. It's all about himself. And this is his big Yetzirah, so nothing else could exist that day. Nothing else could come in the way of his tanukim.
Like the World Series, you know? You work your way up to it. So.
Good. Point being. A Jew has to know it's not about him. We have to l'reyecha kamoicha. You hear? Now I want to tell you, l'fi what we learned today. I learned the whole new pshat. And how's v'haftarech kamoicha? Yisai kala tayra kula. And the teretz is Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas HaTorah is Mikushar im Ahavat Yisrael. The three Ahavas. It goes hand in hand. if you love another Jew, you know what that means? It's because you're loving Hashem and you're loving his Torah. That's why you love another Jew. Today I was mechaven to this. For years I had a whole different pshat. I always told you. Yeah, how many times did I tell you this other pshat? Shanim, I told you this other pshat. That a person has to learn not only about himself, and mainly he could put Hashem in his life also. Because a guy can only think about himself, and now a Jew has to learn, it's not all about you, so mainly it's also about Hashem too. Shav mevinim et nekuda acheret. Avas Yisrael bnuya umushreshet v'novea me'avat Hashem u'me'avat HaTorah. That's what it comes from. So he's telling him, start with Avas HaBriyas. Start with Avas Yisrael. You'll have Avas Hashem and Avas HaBriyas and Avas HaTorah. It'll come. I want to say with this, there's a Gevaldik Arizal in Shara Kavonis that before a person davens, this is an Arizal, Kisvi Arizal, Shara Kavonis, Daf Aleph Amid Beis. The beginning, when you daven, what are you supposed to be? Mechaven? Hareini Mekabel Alatzmi, Mitzvahs, Bein Odom, Lechaver, Vehadrech Kamoicha. You know this, right? All the Hasidish, especially the Breslov, right? It's a big thing. That's why I'm doing also. Areini mekabel alatzmi. It's kisvi ari. The mitzvah of hafter riach kamoicha. What's the shaykh of the davening hafter riach kamoicha? So I always thought the pshat is. Yeah, I always thought the pshat is. A lot of the tefillah is for Klal Yisrael. So I don't daven for myself. Daven for everybody. So if you don't mean it, so that destroys your tefillah. I mean, can you imagine a person down, give him this, and in his heart he's thinking, make sure he doesn't get, make sure he, you know, he drops dead. Make. Give bracha. Besides for this guy, besides for that guy, this guy should. So in order to make sure that the tefillah shayach, tzichim lechaven mikaydim shani mekabel al atzmi, mitzvah after yach kamaych. Aber lefi ma shanachnu omrim, yesh mashu amok po. It goes together. Avas Hashem. Avas HaTeira. And Avas Yisrael. It's all one thing. Kuchibricha ve'eraisa. Yisrael chadol. You can't separate it. If you want to talk about v'ahavta Hashem alikecha, what's v'ahavta Hashem? Tefillah, right? Tefillah, v'ahavta Hashem alikecha, avas Hashem. You have to mechazek avas ateira. You know the Gemara says, korev Hashem, l'chol kirov l'chol asher yikruuhu. Be'emet. The Farshim say be'emet is teira. That's why many people, what they do is before they daven, they first learn. Mara also says that where is the tefillah niskabel? Between the place where you learn, right? That's the best place to daven. The dalet amos of halacha is where you're supposed to daven. What's the shaychus? Why do you need a minyan? Let's think about this. What are you minyan for? What's wrong if I come to shul and I daven biyachid? What's wrong? It's so bad if I daven biyachid? Lefuch. Right? As poshid, kavon is very bad. But the truth is, it's mashma more. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not moyis, but tefilas harabim. Why not? Well, what's so special about tefillas harabim? You know what the answer is? No? The three avas. Avas Hashem, avas HaTeir, and Klal Yisrael. All goes together. Yisrol, the arais of the kuchabrichu. It's all one thing. You want to damit Hashem? Sibur. Klal Yisrael. The Indian of Klal. It's probably also Beroimam Hadris Melech, Yimashabech Hashem. I'm sure there's a lot of that also. But a lot of it is the Indian of Tzibur. You're not a Yachid. You're not an individual. What are you? You're one of a Tzibur. This is the Asad of the Kruvim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where am I going to come to you? And where am I going to talk to you? And where am I going to megala myself in the Mishkan? You notice the Pasuk is Madgish. What does it say? Go ahead, what does it say? What do you need that for? And what, Asher? Asher? What do you need that for? It's a Pasuk Mutar. Legami Mutar. What is the pasuk? Me'ala kruvim. Go ahead. What does it say? Mi'ben shnei kruvim. Asher. Katuv efo zeh. Israel ve'eraisa. Bekutche bericho. It's all one. One chetza. Hashem is no'ad. Hashem comes. Hashem speaks. Me'en shnei akruv. Asher ala oray. Teira. Pnei Mishalach, Bein Shnei Akruvim, in between. That's Rakash Bachel. So now I understand why it says, Ishalachim! I asked you, it was a bird. I asked you, it was the face of a Tinoch. Tarot says, it's not referring to them. It's a remiss to what? Claudius, or Ishalachim. It's a remiss to Ishalachim. That's why you have to Makabal Abbas Yisrael before you die. That's why a person we have to react kamoich is the klal of kolater, the musar aboisai. It's pashut. Yeah. You don't have to be marich. Yisrael be a righteous. The gimel ahavos. Beg you. Learn the gimel ahavos. Implant them into your heart. You'll be matzliach. You'll be mekayim toira and mitzvahs and minom chaveira and minom lamokoyim. Taka kosh bochu will show his love to you. That's when Hashem shows His love. When the pneim is Isha Lachiv, Hashem shows, I love Klal Yisrael. Chibaschem lifnei amakai. Like the Gemara says, Hashem shows His love through the Kruvim. Three Ahavas. Rabbi, say, have a good week.